Are they going to come out with like Posh Yoda and Ginger Yoda, Scary Yoda and Sporty Yoda?
Groan. Groan.
It's funny. A brawl is surely brewing.
And begin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen. And this is a podcast about things we like.
And we are back at it again with a brand new year, 2020, coming at you. Goodbye, 2019.
Hello, 2020. The roaring 20s.
Yeah. Now, what are we going to call just the 10s? We got the aughts. We got the 20s. What do you call this?
The 10s. The teens. The angsty years.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's just no good name. When you say the 10s, it just sounds so dumb.
It is dumb.
The 2010s, I guess, has got to be 2010s.
I'm not sure what else you would call it. The teens is okay.
The teens is okay, yeah.
The tweens.
And in-betweens.
Yes. All right. What are we talking about today? 2020?
We're talking 2020 goals, yes. I think is our subject.
Yes, we are. And I wanted to start by going back to the episode that we did this time last year, which was about New Year's resolutions, to see what we said, and because we didn't follow up on anything.
That's why my sounded so negative.
And so I went back to see what we said, and so here, this is what we said.
Yeah, trouble.
So we went through the top five resolutions that people generally make, and then we pooed on them. But then we said, we twisted them all to say what we would rather do.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, can I just take a quick stab? I'm going to do it anyway. My quick stab is...
I like how you are taking a stab at something that you already know the answer to because you were on the episode.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't remember. That was a whole year ago.
Sure.
Okay. Quick stab is something about spending money more wisely. Something about eating healthier, something about being more active, and something about traveling more. That's all I got.
Okay, so number five was make new friends.
Oh, I like that.
And we both said we didn't want to make new friends.
Yeah, I'm happy.
We said we would just like to deepen the relationships that we already have.
Yes.
And I don't think I did that. I think I did the opposite of that.
Ooh,
so I'm sorry. I was just kind of like on my own this year in 2019.
Yeah.
I just didn't really ever call anybody or talk to anyone. Yeah, except
sorry
for you.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, I know. So I think I could definitely do a better job of that this year.
Okay.
Okay. Number four was get a new job or a hobby.
Oh, like get a new job or get a new hobby?
Yeah. And we really like did not get any new jobs because we were pleased with what we had.
Yep.
We didn't get any new hobbies, did we?
I don't really think so. No.
I just got pretty good at tarot.
That's kind of a new hobby.
Yeah, but I bought those in 2018.
Yeah, but you didn't get
I've been dabbling.
Good.
Yeah, I actually did it. I did a reading at a real event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not one reading, multiple readings. Let's see. You also said that a hobby that you wanted to start was to improve your Spanish. Did you do that?
I honestly did it for a few months, and then I stopped. I was pretty dedicated, you know.
On track or off track?
Off track. I mean, of course, off track. But I did it longer than I expected myself to. I guess.
Yeah, mine were I wanted to continue this podcast, so
okay.
I did that.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn more about cooking. I don't think I did that. Yeah. I wanted to try photography and photo editing outside my iPhone. I did not do that.
Yeah.
Read more books. I did not do that, but I did read books.
But I did read.
Yes.
There was reading.
There was reading that happened, but it wasn't more than in 2018. 2018, I did a really good job.
Yeah. Okay.
2019.
Well, so that's why.
But 2019, the books were much thicker.
Oh, they were.
A Wise Man's Fear.
Yeah. Wise
that
Man's
book is
Fear.
Thick. With two C's.
Yes. Well, that's a fantasy novel by Patrick Rothfuss. It's as long as all three Lord of the Rings books put together. So
yeah.
You get some bonus points for that one.
Yeah. And something else that we had discussed was how we were reading a book together, and it must have been The Name of the Wind.
Yes.
And you were on chapter 12, and I was on chapter 8, and I have to say that we never got realigned.
After that?
So reading a book together is just something that we cannot do.
We can try again.
We are. Okay. We have tried to do it again like three times since, and it never works. Okay. The number three was travel more.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we did that.
Oh, we definitely did that. This was a crazy year for travel.
And I said that I wanted to spend more time outdoors.
Check.
Which I think I did.
Yes.
And then you said you wanted to use day one more often.
Oh my gosh.
Specifically.
Which is hilarious because I specifically, the other night, I was...
It was on New Year's.
I was looking back at day one for the year, which is a journaling app for your phone or your computer. And I was saying to Jen, oh man, you know, I really should be journaling more. It's so fun to look back at old memories. Wow. Well, mission failure.
Yeah.
We'll get it in 2020.
However, I will say we did a good job of... journaling about the travels.
Yes.
Because we journaled every day when we were in Iceland, mm-hmm. and we journaled every day when we were in Italy.
Yes.
So those were the two biggies that we did this year.
Yeah.
And we did it. So I give you a check pass. Minus or something.
I get a pass.
Yeah. Okay. Number two was saving money.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I already do enough of that.
Yeah.
So, and you said go to the personal finance subreddit.
Yeah, that's a great subreddit. I still highly recommend it.
The last one was lose weight, and you and I argued about the important, you know, you were all about the number on the scale, and I was about building a stronger, healthier body.
Now, hold on. You're slightly misconstruing our argument from before that I just have to rehash here. I was not saying the number on the scale is the most important, though it is important. I was saying that if you want to achieve numbers on a scale, that the way to do that is calories in, calories out.
Sure.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah. Okay. I also said something that has changed. I said in the episode that kale is disgusting, and now I'm in a place where I actually kind of enjoy it.
Oh, wow.
So things have changed.
Your palate is
My palate is becoming so much more sophisticated. No, it's just that I cook it now, and I realize that it's not terrible.
What do you think of people who say that, like, your palate... is developing.
I hate it.
Right, it's kind of annoying, right?
It's condescending and irritating because it's like they're coming from a place of they're already refined.
Yeah, it's like, well, you don't like anchovies. That's, you just, once you taste them a little bit more, you have a more refined palate for anchovies.
I do say this every once in a while, though.
I just don't, I know that I do not like black olives. That's just a thing.
Yeah.
Eating more black olives has not historically made me like black olives.
There are some things, though, that I do feel like...
that is the case for?
Kombucha is one of them.
That did happen for you too for kombucha. That's true. That's true.
And so overall, overarching theme of that episode, I said that I want to do what I want when I want to do it. And I don't want to do things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And I think I achieved that in 2019.
Yeah, I think so. That's a good point.
I don't know if that was to my benefit, but...
I think,
maybe.
Your best life.
Yeah, and just,
except maybe that was at the expense of number five.
Maybe. So, last year on New Year's, we watched the Executioner Wasp episode of Brave Wilderness at midnight. And this year, I was asleep. So,
we are...
Things are de-escalating quickly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a recap of how we did last year. Shall we look ahead now?
Let's look ahead.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some goals.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have my list up.
Okay, should I read some of my goals?
Yeah, but here's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I'm not sharing all 13 of my goals because I have 13 goals this year.
Yeah.
But I will share five because this is a top five podcast.
Okay. Then maybe you should start because I've got just a big old list here in front of me.
I thought you had 13 too.
Yeah, but I didn't make a top five.
Well, neither did I. I'm just saying five things.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to help Joey get better sleep is one of the things I'm going to do.
Need better sleep. I am definitely a late, I don't go to sleep until very late at night.
You're a night owl.
I am a night owl and I really want to wake up earlier and it's just so tough.
What part is tough for you?
Of waking up? What's the hardest part of waking up?
Waking up is the hardest part.
It's because I fall asleep so late, but just because it's so hard to fall asleep. My mind, I can't calm my mind down, which I think is half the problem.
Yeah. And you can't even meditate even for 60 seconds.
No, I can't meditate. I'm just terrible at meditating. My mind is always racing. It's just, I'm a bad...
what we're going to do is we're going to cut out all of your sugar intake.
Oh my gosh.
You're not going to have your phone in the bedroom. And we're going to get you like a weighted blanket and we're going to put the temperature down to like 60 degrees.
Folks, this is, you are now listening to a man losing his freedoms and, and watching him descend into madness.
None of that is going to happen.
Okay. My number five is I'd like to write and record some more songs for myself.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Like like love songs to yourself.
Like love songs to myself. Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I write music, but it's been a while since I've recorded and produced music for myself. And I think I'd like to get back to that.
Yeah. So Joey owes me an album that he said when the day he proposed to me, he wrote a song for me and he played it for me. He had it all recorded and produced and it was perfect.
Thank
but
you.
Then he went on to say the biggest mistake of your life,
yes,
was saying, and it's going to be a whole album. And since that day, October 7th, 2016, I have not received
that album
or any follow-up, like not even like a little guitar riff or like a little bass beat. Or whatever. See,
this is the classic scenario of you're on a plane. I think you're on a plane and you find out that they've got Wi-Fi and you're kind of jonesed about the Wi-Fi. And then you try to log into the Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi goes down. Or somebody on the intercom says, sorry, the Wi-Fi's not working. You're like, oh, well, this plane sucks. I write a song for you. You are elated. You're like, oh my gosh, it's an amazing song.
It is an amazing song.
Guess what? I've got some more. And then all of a sudden, this song is
all
just,
I can think about is the more.
The other size, the more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said there was going to be like story element.
There is a story
like,
element, yeah.
Cover all these different parts of life. And I want your perspective.
Well,
okay. I want to know.
Yeah. It's coming.
Okay. 2020 is the year of In Bloom. That's the name of the album.
Yes.
You can all get it on iTunes.
That's
and this is how you will
not true.
Become famous.
Okay.
Is songs about me.
Wait, is it my number four now?
No, it's my turn.
Okay.
I'm not, I mean, my number four is to establish a morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have one. It's very sporadic. Sometimes I wake up really early and sometimes I wake up late. And by late, I mean like 7:30. But I just want to have an idea of what I'm going to do in the morning. Because I'm now journaling. I bought a journal.
Yeah.
I've now done it two mornings in a row. And I want to make sure I keep it up. And in this journal, you actually had to say, if you don't journal for 5 days in a row, like what punishment are you going to give yourself? And I said that I had to exercise 5 days in a row. Ooh. If I don't journal 5 days in a row. But if I do journal 5 days in a row, then I get to reward myself
with
five juices from Truce.
Five juices?
Yeah, I set my own goal.
Okay, that's fun.
It's my reward.
That's quite the reward. Nice.
Yeah, they have a new one. It's like a cashew milk with some blue situation in it. Looks really good.
Did you say where it was from? Did you say Truce?
Truce.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, my number four is, man, I've got so many on here that are about me sleeping better, actually. This is so funny. I was so pleased to hear that one of your goals is to help me sleep better.
Yeah, it's all about you, baby.
It's all about me. Okay, my number four, get involved in the election. I would like to be involved in the election in some way, in the
this
election
is
process.
Joey's announcement. He's running for office.
Maybe someday, but not right now. No. I just want to...
you will not do it, ever.
Run for office?
No.
Why?
I just can't. I can't do it.
What about the bake-offs? All the bake-offs you'll get to
I
do.
I can't do the bake-offs. I can't do it.
No, I want to go to the ballot box feeling like I've done everything I possibly can to help to take this country back.
Take it back.
I guess that's really it.
Yeah.
I just want to. I want to be a part of the election, whether that's canvassing, whether that's helping in some IT form, I don't know, but that's something I'd like
how
to do.
Hack the election. You're gonna help hack the election.
No,
in your favor.
Nope.
Okay, my next one is something that I said last year, but I want to spend more money on experiences rather than things. I think I did a pretty good job in 2019.
Yeah,
but I can always do better.
I would like to play that Monopoly game.
What?
The Monopoly, the Millennial Monopoly.
Millennial Monopoly.
That sounds fun.
It'd probably be pretty fun.
Where you're buying experiences instead of properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. Do you remember? So I just found out a few years ago that I'd been playing Monopoly wrong all my life. That
Explain.
Once, if you land on a property and you decline it, the property then goes up for auction. Anybody can buy that property.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
It starts a bidding war.
Yeah.
Totally changes. That's so much more fun. That's great.
It's way more fun.
Yeah.
I don't really like Monopoly.
No, why? Because it turns friends into enemies.
Yeah. I mean, I've played that game with my brother so many times, and that board just ends up upside down. I don't know if I've ever played to the end before.
No, because you just forfeit?
You either forfeit or, yeah, it's just like...
What do you think of forfeiting a game like Monopoly? Is it okay to forfeit early and just say, you won?
You can forfeit anything in life ever. If you're just not feeling it, you can give up.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't think of it for anything, but...
No, I think there are some things where it's better to see them through. But I'm wondering if...
And some things, there are things that you should just quit.
Well, so I'm thinking of, like, you're playing a basketball game and you're losing. I would say it's worth it to see the game through.
I'm talking more like higher stakes things.
I know. But so let's get back to the game. It's all about the game.
Getting the game.
Okay, so you're just, you don't care about this. You're just saying it doesn't matter. You can quit Monopoly whenever you want.
Okay,
don't...
giving up on Monopoly early is, like, good for my mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I lose, and then it's like, because you don't ever just, like...
Because you're not spoiling it for the winner, right?
Hold on.
Okay.
You don't ever just, like, almost win in Monopoly. You get crushed.
Yeah, once the person has the Monopoly, you get crushed.
It's over. Yeah, so it's...
Hence the point.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's a bad design.
Yeah, maybe they designed it that way so that once you can see the end, it's fair to quit. I mean, the other person still gets the enjoyment of winning, so maybe it doesn't matter.
I just hate when you have to start mortgaging things.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just
you're not coming back from this.
Yeah, it's like, if I'm mortgaging, like, the purples, then I know I'm in trouble.
They've got four hotels, and you're mortgaging your, like, two property thing.
Yeah, I have, one utility.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool.
Oh, is it my turn?
You know, I don't even remember.
No, I think that was me. I said I was going to spend money on experiences.
Okay. My number three, I would like to see more movies in theaters. I love film. And I would like to go to the theater more often. I just think going to the theater is such a treat. It's such a delight to the senses that it's just
always better in the movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd like to see more movies in the theater.
I like it. Can I go?
Yep.
Okay. My number two is to learn how to take photos.
Yeah.
Ooh, and
back on the list again.
It's back on the list, and we have taken the next step to make sure that it actually happens. I have scheduled time. It's actually on the calendar, on Joey's calendar, for Jobin's Photography Jamboree. It's every Saturday, and that is the name of his photography course because he couldn't come up with anything better, so I came up with it.
Now, just to clarify, I came up with something and she said, I don't like that. And then she named it and I said, it's my course. I can name it what I want. And she said, nope, it's Jobin's Jamboree.
Photography Jamboree.
I wish I could remember what mine was. It was like...
Yours was like light filter or like something...
Something super clever and awesome and marketable. No. Nobody's going to sign up besides you for Jobin's Jamboree. Everybody's going to think, Jobin's Jamboree? What is this, a circus?
No, Jobin's Photography Jamboree.
Oh, okay, okay.
Called the JPJ for short.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be pretty fun.
It's going
to
be fun.
To have me as a student.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be really fun.
Yep.
Taking pictures is super fun. For anybody else who's listening who can't enjoy the benefits of Jobin's Jamboree, I've got a few other options for you if you do want to learn photography. There is a great subreddit, of course, r/photography, but you can also do photo class. There's a photo class on Reddit every year. It's run by some Redditor out there. So it's just, I think it's photo class 2020, and it's a 40 week course with something new each week. It's kind of fun. Or you can take courses on lynda.com.
Or... you can sign up for Jobin's Photography Jamboree. All you have to do is text me.
Okay.
And you can get in on it, but you have to pay.
Yeah.
We do have a discount code.
$1,000.
Oh. I mean, Yeah, it's $1,000. We have no information about anything.
No information available yet, but it's going to be good.
It's $1,000, but with discount code, I will tell you what the discount is if you text me. Serious inquiries only, please.
Okay. Cool.
What's your number two?
Oh man. Okay, so I've got a couple of different options here. In that light, I will say I would like to get more involved with astrophotography. That'll be my number two. Mm. I'd like to take some more astrophotography shots.
Is there a good place in Minnesota to do that?
Yeah, you just kind of get out of the city. Yeah. Where there's less light.
Like Mound?
Maybe Mound. Mound could work. You can actually take astrophotography, crappy astrophotography in the city.
Okay.
So,
but if you want to get good at it, you don't want to take it in the city.
No. You want to go get out of the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Maybe is astrophotography part of Jobin's photography jamboree?
Yeah, when we're talking about shutter speed.
Yes, apertures and stuff.
Exactly. Now, the thing about the astrophotography is I think part of the challenge is when you are someplace new and someplace where you want to take photos, at least in my personal experience, for instance, when we've been traveling, by the end of the day, we're very tired from traveling and taking photos and hiking.
Yeah, because we wake up at like 5 in the morning.
Exactly. And then it's usually at about 9 p.m. that I say, are we interested? Are you interested at all in going out and taking some astrophotography shots? Now, this is not all on you because yeah. I'm kind of hoping you'll say no almost. Like, I want to do it, but I'm also just wanting to go to bed. And it's so hard to motivate yourself to go out after traveling. So you can really only do it if the point of the day is the astrophotography.
Yeah. Well, and I think it worked out really well when we were in Death Valley when you kind of did it.
Yeah.
Because it got dark so early.
Yes.
And because there's no light pollution at all. Yeah. That you could see the Milky Way with your naked eye.
That's so cool.
It was just mind-blowing. So it made it a lot easier mm-hmm. to sit out there and
yeah.
take it in.
Cool.
Okay, my number one and my winner is to book a spontaneous trip.
Mm.
Like tomorrow, I book a trip for like tomorrow or something. Like that's what I'm talking about, spontaneous trip.
Yeah, that's fun. Or it's like truly spontaneous.
Yeah, like, I want to go somewhere this weekend. Like, let's see where the cheapest place in America is today.
Yeah, let's start driving.
Oh, I guess we could drive.
Or not. I'm just providing another
example. We could go to Iowa City.
Iowa City.
But yeah, I want to do, because we've already got a couple, or I rather have a couple of trips planned for the year.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones that I've like penciled in.
Yeah.
And so to make it spontaneous, it's going to be kind of tricky because I've already kind of got some stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Okay. My number one and my winner is, what is this? Oh, I would like to take up a new hobby or a new sport.
Like what?
I don't know. But I would like something like, say, rock climbing or yoga. I don't know yet.
You do Pilates?
Not really interested in Pilates.
We have a Pilates studio in our building.
Maybe I'm all of a sudden interested in Pilates.
Well, it would just be very easy because it's right downstairs.
Yeah, yeah. So something to that effect.
All right.
Yeah, it's just fun to do new things, and it's been a while since I've done a new activity like that.
Like a physical activity?
Physical activity would be preferred, especially if it's one that I haven't done before. So, you know, soccer is super fun, but I've played soccer before. Something like archery is very unusual, and I haven't done that before. I mean, I have done archery, like, and camp and stuff, but I haven't made
it. Were you good at archery?
I have no recollection.
I was pretty good.
I was probably better.
I was probably better.
You were probably there and challenging me, and I was just shooting bullseyes right through your arrows. Slow blink.
Wish you could see me rolling my eyes so hard.
Yeah, they're in the back of your skull. Okay, let's go back to 2019.
All the way back.
All the way back. Okay.
2 whole days ago.
I've got a few different categories here. Now,
okay.
Full disclosure to everyone listening, we have talked about some of these categories.
We did beforehand. On New Year's Eve. We did the reflection game.
Yeah. Okay. So Let's start with best movie. Best movie of the year.
Best movie of the year was Knives Out.
You know what? You said this 2 days ago, but then after I brought up Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it was the best movie of the year.
Exactly.
And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Brad Pitt.
Those abs, though.
It wasn't the abs. It was he was just a phenomenal actor.
He was.
He was just the best ever.
That's like the trinity of actors right there.
He outdid Leo, in my opinion.
That is a
big
feat.
Which is a hard thing to do. And there was a really fun twist. If you're really into the Manson family and you know things about the Manson family, you'll really probably enjoy this twist just as much as I did. So,
my answer was boring. I said it wasn't a great year for movies.
Yeah,
pooper. Yeah, that's a party pooper move. Maybe Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know. Frozen 2. There is no winner.
That's so sad. And you want to see more movies this year?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm hoping there's a better set of options. Okay, best video game. This is a category super close to home for Jen.
Best video game was Candy Crush.
Okay, oh my gosh, get out of here. I said also, not a great year for video games. If I had to pick one, though, it would probably be Outlast, because it's a space shooter, so you're in space and you've got all these interesting choices. But what's really interesting about this game is where most games have been getting like grittier and grittier and they desaturate everything, this game went the opposite direction and it's just wild and crazy colors. So it's just a visual treat.
That's
kind
fun.
Of fun like that.
Just to clarify, Candy Crush is not my favorite game. I just don't really play games.
Yeah. Although there was a very popular Goose game this year. Hugely popular. You play as a... This is not a joke.
A phone game?
No, you play on the computer.
Oh.
And you play as a goose running around, like, stealing keys off of the town tabletops and opening doors and stuff. And I hate geese, but it sounds fun.
You do hate geese.
Gosh, I hate geese. I would fight a goose if I could.
If you could?
If I could.
I'll find a goose for you to fight. You'll lose.
I wouldn't lose against a goose. Okay, best summer jam.
Best summer jam... was, what did I say?
Blackpink.
Oh yes, Blackpink, Kill This Love.
Yeah,
great music video.
That music video.
Once you watch one Blackpink music video, you will watch every Blackpink music video.
They are so much better at making insane music videos than we are.
The South Koreans?
Yes.
Yeah, they're really good at it.
Oh man.
And if Blackpink came to the Twin Cities, I would go.
Okay.
To their show.
Just saying. That was a hint for me. Best album.
Wait, what is yours? Same?
I'll say Blackpink, Kill This Love. Best album and best artish, definitely for me.
Artish
goes to Billie Eilish. I think I was about to say Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Where Do We Go When We Fall Asleep? That is a masterpiece album. I love Billie Eilish. It's no surprise. Bad Flower had an amazing rock record.
Who's Bad Flower?
Bad Flower is a rock group that has extremely raw personal lyrics.
Oh, I liked Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I think that's my winner. Although Alanis Morissette did release a single just before the end of the year.
That's right.
And I've already listened to it like 42 times.
It's super good.
It's very good.
She's coming out with a new record soon. Okay, best TV show.
Best TV show.
I have to give this to Game of Thrones. This has to go to Game of Thrones. I mean, it's the it's honestly, I think it could be a once in a lifetime show where I think there might not be a phenomenon like Game of Thrones again in our lives.
Probably not.
For TV shows.
Didn't they say that about Harry Potter? Oh, for TV shows.
For TV shows, yeah. For TV shows.
You never know, though.
You never know.
There could be another one. I'm going with His Dark Materials, not because I necessarily think it's better than Game of Thrones, but His Dark Materials just means a lot to me. And so to be able to see it on screen and done relatively well just brought me so much joy. And the fact that I got to see the character Will on screen already, just like every time I saw him, I think Joey probably was super annoyed because I'd be like, oh my God, it's Will. Because I love that character so much. And I get so happy when I see him.
Okay. Excuse me. Jen and I had the privilege of going to a bunch of theater shows this year.
Yeah, we bought season tickets because we wanted to see Hamilton in 2018. So yep. Then we were on the hook for all of 2019.
Exactly. Okay. So our favorite show this year went to The Play That Goes Wrong. It was just an unexpected, hilarious comedy.
Yeah, it was like a murder mystery play that they were performing, and everything was going wrong in the murder mystery play.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It was so
funny, and just like the physical comedy was really, really good.
It was like watching a live action version of an episode of Frasier.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it was such a delight because we didn't know what to expect.
Yes.
Because it was one of the ones that we weren't really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And so to be able to walk out and say that was our favorite of the year was pretty cool.
Worst show?
The Fiddler on the Roof is the most boring thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was so boring. And that fiddler, that stupid fiddler.
Stupid slinky fiddler. I can't stand the fiddler.
What a poor... It's just, yeah, that's just a bad...
But show. I didn't know that some songs, some very well-known songs come from that.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of...
play, but honestly, terrible. I hope I never have to experience it ever again.
Endure that. Okay. We also went to some pretty cool places. Where we got to do a lot of really cool hikes. Best hike. Do you have a favorite hike?
True. I do have a favorite hike. It was Angel's Landing in Zion. And it was my favorite because it's been something I've wanted to do for a very, very long time. Right before we went, I was really afraid we weren't going to be able to do it because they had gotten a lot of snow and ice. And so when we got there, I was pleasantly surprised that it was all gone and I was able to do it. And it was just like a physical and mental triumph for me, because it's a pretty scary hike. Like, but 3 weeks before we got there, someone had fallen and died.
Yeah.
So it's just like a big deal to me, and I'm not afraid of heights, so it was pretty fun for me. Yeah. I don't think Joey would classify it as fun.
No, I was not able to finish this hike. Essentially, there are chains. You are walking along the spine of the mountain, and there are chains that you essentially...
The chains aren't there to like make you feel safe. They're mandatory so you don't fall off.
Exactly. And there's basically areas where there's like a foot or two of space, and if you were to trip, you would just fall to your death because it is cliffs like, on either side.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a foot or two. It was like probably like 10 to 20 feet between chains sometimes.
Oh, no, yeah, I meant like a foot or two until you reach the cliff edge.
Yeah, so if you slip like and you're not holding on, I can totally see how people have fallen and died.
Yeah, so anyway, I got about 50 feet in and decided I don't want to do this.
Which was the right choice.
Because I'm afraid of heights.
Because you're afraid of heights, you would have been a detriment to me and everybody else.
And everybody around me. Oh, man. Okay. My favorite hike was Lake Sorapice in the Dolomites in Italy. It was a magical hike because that whole area feels like something out of a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very long hike, and you are hiking through the mountains. And it was also my first time with, I think, chains. So I was very scared on this hike, too.
Yeah, there were some wire elements.
Yeah, wow. That was a scary hike. But when you get to the end, you are treated to this pristine, milky blue glacier lake in front of a mountain, and it is just absolutely stunning. So, yeah. That was my favorite hike, Lake Sorapice. And you rallied hard. Jen got, like, 13 blisters on this hike.
At six, because we had...
And you powered through it.
We had already hiked 17 miles that day.
Earlier,
and then we ended with this hike because we wanted to go for sunset. And I like ran out of Band-Aids, so there was just nothing more that I could do.
Oh my gosh.
But luckily it was the last hike of the trip, so that I could just wear flip-flops the rest of the time.
Oh man, you are a champion. Okay, and then last but certainly not least, best thing to come out of 2019.
Baby Yoda.
Baby, gotta be Baby Yoda.
It's the only thing that brought me joy all year. I'm just kidding. But every time he came on screen, I just like squealed with glee. Great score!